about everything else.
I think it'd be a good time to start so we can get this meeting over with. It's basically an information meeting. I do want to tell everybody to watch where you're scratching, because we are the only game on TV today. I think we're the only committee meeting, and I somewhat feel apologetic, but not really, because I think we're going to have a busy year this year. We had a meeting where you all got to see our new accounts and probably an elaboration of the accounts that we had. And if you'd like a list of that, ask Brian. He'll get you one. I think the purpose of this meeting is to introduce the members and the staff of this committee. And so this is the room we're going to have. Some days they say that we'll be pretty well filled up back there. And I'm looking forward to that. And with that, I think probably be appropriate that we introduce the members. We're missing a couple from one from our side. Yeah. But anyway, we'll start out with you, Karen. You want to introduce yourself and tell where your district is? And Karen has got the most seniority in this committee by quite a bit and been very involved, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm glad to continue to be on your committee, and I always appreciated your leadership in this committee. And I think we've all been here a while in the legislature. We don't have any brand new legislators on this committee, I guess, huh? I'm Karen Clark, and I represent three inner-city neighborhoods in South Minneapolis. And let's just come on over. We have some of the best restaurants, ethnic dining, you could imagine. I was elected in 1980, the same day as Ronald Reagan was elected. And I remember serving on the Health and Human Services Committee that year, so the fact that we now have ends up in this account is interesting. It takes me back. I remember some big federal changes that happened in 1981 that affected our ability to work with what was then called AFDC. So I'm really interested in getting brushed up on that, and I know Chairman Bradley will bring a lot of expertise with what's been happening in recent years. So I look forward to this. I'm really thinking that the combination of jobs and economic opportunity gives us a huge challenge. And I just heard Mr. Chairman that putting those two accounts in this budget, those two agencies, actually maybe more than two agencies, means that we get more funding. Not that we have low-income people willing to fight for fewer and fewer dollars. So we'll be working with you on that as much as we can.
Okay. Well, I want to... we took the biggest percentage hit in our former committee, I think in the legislature, and it wasn't pleasant for any of us. However, I think with the MFEP side and the accounts that we picked up, we added $1 billion, so I don't know if we're going to have time to spend all that money. Representative Mahoney, I'd love to have you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and again, it's nice to be on your committee again. After last year, when, as we always say, we say such nice things about our committee chairman and then have to vote against his bill. It would be nice to change that this year. Hmm. Anyhow, I am I'm Representative Tim Mahoney, and I represent the east side of St. Paul, just a stone's throw from the Capitol here. I have really followed this. This has been my main committee, which I've really enjoyed, a lot of the economic development. During the non-session months, I'm a pipe fitter by trade, and I like to crawl on pipe racks and rig up big tower, big heavy towers of 55, 60, 70 ton, put them up in the air and see how far we can throw them. This is my fourth term. I have a small amount of expertise in the, probably just enough to be dangerous, as you'd love to hear, in some of our new accounts on the basic sliding fees and the child care stuff. It will be an interesting year, and I look forward to it.
Thank you. Nora? Hope you don't mind if I call you Nora.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. No, that's fine. It was a pleasure to meet with you yesterday. I have to say, I'm Nora Slawick, in my fourth term from Maplewood. And we met with Chair Gunther yesterday, and I was pleasantly surprised. It's nice to have a new chair, and as everybody says, a good chair to work with, who briefed us on the council already, so I appreciate that. My district is best described as where 3M is. Everybody knows where 3M is on 94. That's my district. It has South Maplewood and then all of Oakdale. And I am in my fourth term, but I'm non-consecutive. Started in 96, and then when Ventura came in, and so came in a majority, actually, and then Ventura, and then went into the minority coming back in 2000. So I have experienced both sides of the aisle. My background, I've worked in on child care issues, been on Health and Human Services, have served on education, have not served on this committee, but have requested this committee because of the child care accounts that have come over. So I'm looking forward to working on it and working with all of you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. Tony Cernich from Chisholm, Minnesota, up on the Iron Range. I represent communities on the Iron Range and then south of that all the way to Duluth. Going into my third term, though this is my 10th year at the state capitol. In a previous life, I was actually staffed to a similar committee over in the Senate. So I've been around these issues and some of the members and staff for quite a few years, and lobbyists as well. Very happy to be back, and I did my math quick, and I think I can even say this on TV, Mr. Chair, you are my favorite chair this year again, so it's only Paulson and I think Wilkin, so I think I'm pretty safe by saying you're my favorite chair. And if I leave, it's nothing anybody said in the room. I have Rules Committee going on shortly, as well as I think a few other members on this committee do, so don't take that personally.
I won't. Patrick? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Patrick Garofalo, first term member from Southern Lakeville, Farmington, rural Dakota County, and Welch, Staten, Denison, and Warsaw Townships of Goodhue County. I'm employed as a network engineer. I work with routers and firewalls. As I said, this is my first term, and I'm just happy to be here and enthusiastic to listen and learn. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Does that mean if we have problems with our computer, we call you too?
Yeah, I'm kind of the 24/7 on-site technical support, but the IT staff has done a great job so far. They've been very patient and tolerant in dealing with my questions.
Glad to have you here. Andy, back again.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Andy Westerberg. I'm serving my fourth term. I represent the cities of Blaine. It's the fastest-growing community in the entire state, and we're proud to boast the TPC Golf Course and the National Sports Center, the largest amateur sports center in the entire country. In my fourth term here, this is my second visit to the Jobs and Economic Development Committee. I see it's changed substantially since I served on it in my first term in 1999. And I'm looking forward to the challenges that are here. In my real life, I'm an insurance agent. I have an insurance agency, but please do not call me for a quote. I've been telling people that for 8 years because I'm too tied up in politics right at the moment.
Okay. Connie. Good morning, Mr. Chair, and thank you. I'm Connie Ruth, and it's my third term. I came from the business world, so I wanted to get back into more into economic development. I did serve on economic development when I first arrived in 2001. So I wanted to return, and I serve Owatonna and Waseca, which is the home of Cabela's. I just couldn't resist since you're talking. I'm sure that we must be second fastest growing. Anyway, when we say Owatonna, they're like, Cabela's? So if you haven't seen it, come on down. It's great. But I'm excited for this year, too.
Jim Bradley.
Here. Good morning, and I'm excited to be with you, Mr. Chair, also. I am Fran Bradley, and I'm starting now my sixth term. You blink, and suddenly it's 10 years. That's about what it amounts to. First of all, Karen, I'll be looking for a list. I may have missed a few restaurants, and as I look, I enjoy food too much, probably, but and I think I've probably hit a few of your places already. I do want to make sure that I invite you to my district. The state of the state will be in my legislative district. It's an exciting spot. It's a spot that, Mr. Chair, you probably know, is actually a Job Z site. It's one of the success stories. It is also a world-class site where samples, health tests and samples come into that site from all over the nation in the matters of hundreds of thousands. So it's an exciting spot. So I do invite you there. I have served in Health and Human Services since joining here. If you want to either place blame or credit for this new organization, you can look at me. It's something I've been advocating for years. But I just think it's really exciting to have sort of the tools of helping people find jobs, to accompany it, what you might need to support them to do it. There's nothing better in the world to help people in self-sufficiency than good jobs. So it's a great, great package, I think, and I'm looking forward to the Evolutionist Committee.
Well, thank you. We are missing one GOP member. We don't know what it is yet, for sure. To be named later. However, I'm excited about this new committee, too. And MFEP is, after all, a job training program. And I think one of the best things we can do is to... And to follow with what I've always said about my former committee, I think the responsibility we have in state government is to make sure every Minnesotan has the very best job they can have. And that extends certainly to the people on MFEP. And I really look forward to the challenge of seeing how we can marry a good-paying job with those recipients of those MFEP dollars. And I know in some cases we probably won't be able to get people off of all of the assistance they get. However, we can certainly try, and that's a big challenge to me. And with that, I'd like to have the staff get up and say something. We'll say where you're from or whatever you want to say. And we'll start out with Brian Steinhoff, our committee administrator.
I'm gonna stand up. Members, Mr. Chairman, thank you. I'm Brian Steinhoff. I'm the committee administrator for this committee, and I was started here last year with this committee, which was Jobs, Economic Development. Worked with most of these members last year, a couple of new faces, so I'm looking forward to this year and look forward to working with you and getting your bills heard and working with you on that sort of stuff. If you have any questions, where to go, who to talk to, anything like that, just give me a call anytime you need to. So thank you. Looking forward to this year.
Kitty. Hi, I'm Kitty Musty. I'm the committee legislative assistant. I've been with the caucus for 9 years, 3 years while we were in the minority, and then the last 6 years I worked with Alice Segrin as the COA for the Education Finance Committee. And I'm excited to be with this committee now and look forward to working with you all.
Excited to have you. Megan?
I'm Megan O'Neill, and I'm with the House Republican Research. I've been with the caucus for 2 years, and I covered taxes and local government last session.
Thank you. Dave Greenman.
I'm Dave Greenman. I work with House DFL Research, and I also cover the Health Policy and Finance Committee.
Good to have you here. Elizabeth Long.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Elizabeth Long. I'm with the House Research Department, and I will be staffing the jobs and economic opportunity issues for this committee. It's my first time with this committee, and I look forward to working with you all.
We're also glad you're here. Jean?
Mr. Chairman, members, I'm Jean Lefevre. I did staff this committee last year. This year I'll be available for assistance with housing issues. I probably won't generally be at meetings, but if you need any work done on drafting or research in the housing area, please feel free to call me.
Thank you. Lynn, what is it, Aves? Okay, welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. My name is Lynn Aves. This is my first year working with House Research. I will be handling the child support enforcement issues and any child protection issues that come before the committee.
Thanks for being here. Danielle, is that right? Would you introduce yourself? Tell us all about yourself.
Mr. Chair, I'm Danielle Pinelli-Lemire. This is my first year working with this committee. I'll be handling the bulk of the human services programs that have moved into this committee. In the past, I've worked with the former Family and Early Childhood Committees and also the Health and Human Services Committee.
Thank you for being here. Ron?
Mr. Chairman, members, I'm Ron Soderberg. I've worked with the committee for 7 years and look forward to working with everyone.
Ron.
I'm Ron, Marcus Chair and staff. Remember, I'm Ron Mill on Page. I was Page on this committee last year, but I'm Page here for 6 years. Considered a privilege and an honor to be on this committee. And I'm a graduate of, retired from General Orders after 35 years, and the job was very close to my heart near here. You know what happened to the automobile industry 20 years ago? Representative Bradley. Mm-hmm. And summed it up. Any jobs in Minnesota may have the job they want. So I really enjoy being on this committee. Thank you.
Joe Hemmany here, too. Matt Wetzel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Matt Wetzel. I'm with the House Information. This is one of the committees I've been assigned to cover.
Glad to have you here. Mark Nicely. Bet you're going to get by with being back there.
Mark Nicely, House Republican.
Hmm. Elaine, you aren't going to get by with
that. I also do commission for the office of the Human Services Department.
And it sounds like we have two completely different committees. Keith Bogut, welcome again.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Keith Bogut. I'm a budget officer with the Department of Finance. I work with the Economic Development Agency, and we're working hard right now to put together the governor's budget and look forward to being able to help you understand the proposals and understand by the documents. We have to answer any questions that are working.
I know for a fact he's very accommodating, so feel free to ask him. Katie Burns.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. My name is Katie Burns. I'm an executive budget officer with the Department of Finance. This will be my first session, and I work on healthcare and human service issues, so new to this committee. And the primary programs that I work on that are in the fiscal year jurisdiction are child care, child support, and access. So we'll support you.
Thank you. Doug Green.
Mr. Chairman, members, Doug Green. It's my second session. I covered Human Services Part GA, MSA, GRH, and some child welfare issues. Look forward to working with
you. Appreciate you being here. That's the ones I have on the list. I see a lot of governmental affairs people from various departments of state government, and I'm sure you'll be around introducing yourselves to all the members. We appreciate you being here. The purpose of today was to introduce the staff and point out that we have two groups of staff completely different from each other, and where this committee has got a lot of goals and a lot of positive things about it, we also have a little more complication than the average committee does. We have to deal with two sets of people, and I'm looking forward to working with all of you. And I'd just like to put a little note that we are going to have our bonding requests in very soon. It's my understanding, and I'll firm this up today, that we want to have our recommendations to the Capital Investment Committee by the 4th or 5th of February. So if you have some yourself, I want you to start dusting them off from last year and getting ready, because we have so many new members, we have to present them all. For those members that were here, I hope you feel comfortable in not asking a lot of questions, because I think we're going to try to have those bonding meetings scheduled for Monday mornings. It's either that or at night. And I think we're going to try to get that done. I hope that doesn't conflict with anybody's schedule, but that seemed to be a good time to do it. So if that is any members have any questions? See what I can get you out there. Time for rules. Well, I appreciate everybody being here, and we're looking forward to working with everyone. And have a good day. We're adjourned.